There are 10 things Wisconsin people should know when voting Tuesday. The Government Accountability Board has created a list it hopes will limit confusion at the polls. They should be swarming with people because presidential elections always trigger high turnout. Lately, poll watchers or observers have also become a fixture. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy went over the list with WUWM's Annalise Henzel. For instance, it urges people to figure out ahead of time where to vote because some polling locations have changed since 2008. The list also spells out the rules for election observers and for voters registering on site.
You can register on election day with the proper identifying documents. If you've moved since you last voted or changed your name, you should be prepared to bring the appropriate identifying document that shows your name and current address. That could be utility bills, it can be a driver's license or a receipt for a driver's license.
And it's my understanding that the Government Accountability Board has permitted for the first time use of virtual documents shown on a cell phone or an iPad, something of that nature.
It's a practice that people were following, and we wanted to give uniform guidance on that. So, yes, for some documents, you can provide access to that on your cell phone. We're talking about utility bills, primarily cell phone bills. It could be your property tax bill, too, which you can get online. That shows your full name, current address.
Many poll observers will probably be doing the inspection on that day to the extent that they can. Talk about what they are and are not allowed to do.
They are there to observe, to watch what's going on, to make a note if they see a problem. They can talk with the chief inspector. If they're unhappy with the explanation or the resolution of any issue, they can talk with the municipal clerk or with our office. They may not interact with voters. They can't offer to help voters. We want observers watching and observing. They're not going to get up close in the sense of looking over the poll worker's shoulders and certainly not over the voter's shoulders while they're marking their ballot. They really are positioned usually around 6 feet away from the place where the voters check in or the place where voters may be registering on election day so that they can observe the process, make sure the poll workers are getting the person's name and address spoken clearly so the observer can hear it, make sure that before they get a ballot, the voter signs the poll list, watch the process as it develops, but again, not so close that they're interfering. Same thing with the voter registration. They can see what's happening. The voter's providing a completed registration card that the poll worker's making notations on it and checking for proof of residence, but the observer's not going to be there looking over the shoulder to verify that they're using the appropriate type.
Does it pose a problem sometimes giving the appearance that they're intimidating voters?
Well, usually we don't see that large a number, but it's the behavior that we're trying to focus on. You know, I think some observers think that they should be able to help voters who, you know, are frustrated because they're standing in line waiting before they're going to have direct contact with an election official. So they want to calm them down, help them make sure they understand it. And our answer is that's not your job. Similarly, they might want to second guess everything the election officials are doing. And again, that's not their job. Their job is to observe what's happening. It is not to try to run the polling place, and it's not to assist the voters.
If a voter sees something like that going on or feels that he or she has been intimidated in any way, what should that person do on Tuesday?
That person should talk to the chief inspector. There's always someone in charge at the polling place. That person's the chief inspector. And you should be very clear. This is what happened. I want to complain about that. If they can't get to the chief inspector, or they're not happy, they can contact their municipal clerk directly, or they can call our office. We will have our customer service center open from 6 in the morning till 11 at night to be able to field calls from throughout the state.